48 minutes past the hour with your family-friendly morning show and our special guest parent and pastor Chris Williamson. We are tackling a tough topic for what we can do this hour on racial reconciliation on the heels of hate crimes, nooses in bathrooms, hate speech written on walls, things happening over the past month here, there, everywhere, unfortunately. And the challenge we have is what can we as parents do to try to fix this? What are we supposed to do?
Well, of course, teaching the truth at home, but it first starts with you having a heart that has been touched by the Lord, by the gospel of his grace, that allows you to see all people as being created in God's image and beautiful, and that diversity is a good thing, and that we don't have to shy away from seeing color. We should celebrate color, celebrate diversity, celebrate difference. There's always something for us to learn from someone. So we need to be honest with ourselves, once again, that we have fallen hearts. Even though we're redeemed, there's still stuff in our hearts, and we are products of our environment and our experiences and how we've grown up, and we've taken in things consciously, subconsciously, and we need to be honest with ourselves, because again, I don't think we can heal until we admit that there's a sickness. But I'm proud of what our school is doing, that the police have been up to our school daily, patrolling the halls. I'm proud of the fact that the school brought in a sensitivity training consultant who is working with the children, who is also setting up meetings with parents. I'm proud of what our school is doing to combat what has been done. And so I'm looking forward to getting to know more parents at the school, because it's one thing for my kids to know who their classmates are, but I need to know who the parents are. So good things, opportunities come out of bad things for us to be able to build walls and bridges of reconciliation.
And I appreciate what you had said earlier when someone called and was challenged, feeling that they didn't have it in their home necessarily, but it was learned elsewhere. I think we're reminded that the heart is wicked above all else, and we all are guilty. Regardless of color, we see other people differently. Black, white, red, and yellow, we've got issues with other people.
That's right. And as an African-American man, there are things that I can say to the African-American community that I think may go a little further in being received than maybe a white counterpart saying to them, and I believe vice versa. For instance, in the African-American community, I believe we need to take responsibility for what the rappers have done by making hateful words normal and commonplace, whereby they've now become ingrained in our culture. As black people say that they quote unquote have the freedom of speech and to tell their story and tell the truth in their hip hop. But still, if a white person uses the words, i.e. Don Imus, then there's a backlash. But once again, we've created a culture where those kind of things have become acceptable through hip hop music. So we as a people have to take ownership for our sins, that we're culpable for a lot of the things that are happening in culture. We just can't point the finger at others any more than they can point fingers at any other people group. We all have some level of guilt and responsibility, but we're also parts of the solution if we want it.
Yes.
Pastor Chris Williamson. That's my pastor over
He's your pastor. So,
as
so
for
cool.
me and my house, we'll serve the Lord.
It's Doug and Kim in the morning.